You're on 981 2NM, and Amber Lawrence has been performing for the kids and will be doing a little bit more performing on her Facebook page this weekend. She joins us to have a chat about it. Amber, how are you at the moment?
Oh, look, I'm pretty good. You know, I mean, I'm in Sydney, so I've been in lockdown, I think it's 10 weeks now. I can't believe it's been that long, actually. But, I mean, everyone knows how difficult it is. So it's just, you just got to get on with things.
It is even more difficult when you've got a youngster who celebrates a birthday during lockdown, isn't it?
I know. We had my son's third birthday during the week, and it was hectic. There was, you know, there was a cake big enough for 20 people, but three of us had to eat it. So, like, we were in trouble by the end of the day.
I'll bet. And I imagine it must be difficult for a three-year-old. They don't understand why you can't go to the zoo or, I don't know, Luna Park or something like that on their birthday.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I've had to keep kind of explaining it, like, you know how everyone's got that bad cough? That's why we can't go anywhere. You know, like, that's as simple as I can make it for him to understand. But, you know, like, three is hard to have at home. But I do feel for parents who are trying to work and do homeschooling, like, that it sounds way harder. So, I've got to take the wins.
Absolutely. There, but for the grace of God. Also, you've actually been performing for some local kids this week. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so a couple of weeks ago I decided, you know, I had a bit of extra time on my hands since I'm not touring, and I wanted to offer Zoom concerts to schools. Pretty much to any school that's in lockdown around Australia could apply, and we got lots of Musselbrook schools applying and Upper Huntly schools, so we've done those this week, and all I do is I sit on one side of the computer screen and all the kids log in from home on their computers and the teachers as well, and I sing a few songs, have a little chat, get the spirits up, get me, my own spirits up as well when I see all those smiling faces from the students. So that's been so good. It's kept me very busy because the applications keep coming in for school that are still in lockdown, I guess, and want these concerts. So it's going great.
Now, sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but you're not going to be at the Gympie Mustard this weekend, are you?
No. I was actually, meant to fly there today. My bags are still packed. I'm devastated. You know, it's a great festival, and it had to be cancelled again this year, 2 years in a row, thanks to COVID. But I'm going to do a little Gympie Muster online concert instead.
So you're going to be roping some cattle on screen for people on your social media? Is this what we're hearing?
Well, the mustering part I'm not so good at, to be honest. I have to be truthful there. I think we'll focus on it being a music muster, so a gathering of people.
That makes a lot more sense. Yeah, that makes heaps more sense. So what are you going to be performing, and when can we check it out, or where can we check it out at?
Yeah, well, it's actually going to be happening over Zoom. So if you want to register to get the Zoom link, you have to go to Facebook. My Facebook page is Amber Lawrence Music, and just register. And then on Saturday at 5 o'clock, I'm going to do my Gympie Muster set list from track 1 to track 12 and, just get people in the mood. And the good thing being a Zoom concert is that we can actually see each other and actually have a chat, which is different. So when you do a Facebook Live, you know, you can't see anyone, you can't talk. It's only, pressing the like button. So I'm really excited about the Zoom on Saturday where I can actually see people. And over 200 people have already registered. So we might be there a while, who knows. But please, if you want to jump on, get to my Facebook and register.
All right, go and check that out. Amber Lawrence, hopefully you'll see yourself out of lockdown soon, up here in the Upper Hunter, and obviously getting back to those country music festivals. Obviously, Tamworth, I would have thought, would be a bit of a goal for us all as we're trying to move our way out of COVID.
Oh, definitely. Looking forward to Tamworth in January. But, you know, Musselbrook was the first gig I did this year, actually. We sold out the Musselbrook RSL. And so, look, I think I'm going to have to book it in again for 2022. Is that what next year is, 2022?
I think so. All right, looking forward to it. Amber Lawrence, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.